Fighters, Herbie Hancock, and more.
KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to The Exchange. This is Cheryl Castile, and it is our spring fundraiser time. So we have quite a treat for you. Treat for a lot of people, maybe not so much a treat for those of you that may be called out on air today. But we are,
Put that knife away.
It's already starting here, folks.
It's cutting time.
who I have in the studio today to help us out with our spring fundraiser and to talk about an event they have coming up. We have, they call themselves Padnas. I'm going to call them the Boucherie Boys. We have Mr. Lucius Fontenot that we have back, I guess, for his quarterly visit, as he said.
Howdy.
Hello, Lucius. We have Mr. Joel Savoie. Hello, Joel. All right. We have Tony Davrin.
Come on, Saba!
Who's here for his conjugal visit?
We have, and the smart aleck of the group, we have Mr. Toby Rodriguez.
Hello.
All right.
That's the first time he's ever been called smart.
That's right. And as who we're pulling in today, as I said earlier, to class up the joint today that we have in the studio, we have Miss Chicken O'Quinn. Chicken, thanks so much for being here.
Bonjour to all of you out there.
There you go.
I'd also like to point out to all the listeners that I have a chicken on my shirt.
That is true. It is a chicken theme today, quickly to turn into another animal theme today for what we're going to talk about. Like I said, we are here to talk about KRVS and why this station is so important, but we're also going to talk throughout the hour about a boucherie that you all have coming up this weekend out at the gem of Evangeline Parish, which is Chico State Park, and the Dewey Balfe Cajun and Creole Heritage Week is taking place out there. Kicking it off on Saturday will be the all-day Louisiana Folk Roots Heritage Day Festival, which you guys are all going to be a part of once again this year. Can you? Who's going to talk about what you're doing out there? Toby?
The head knife.
Toby Rodriguez.
Well, that might be the only thing I'm head of.
Yeah.
So, this is year four for this
is it boucherie. Really for the boucherie?
It's the fourth year we've done it.
Okay.
And it's gotten to be maybe not lucrative, but maybe a bit popular.
Yeah. Let's back before we talk about why it's become popular, though, in a lot of people's eyes, why do you think it's important to have this taking place out there?
You know, it's there's many aspects of our culture that's being preserved, or that aspect is evolving.
Yeah.
But there are many aspects that have, you know, that are slowly dying out. And the boucherie, I feel at one point may have been something that was fading into yesterday.
And Toby, for some people who may be listening who don't live in the area or who do and just don't know what a boucherie is, what that term is, can you describe what that is?
Well, boucherie means butchering. And a boucherie could be the butchering of a calf or the butchering of a hog. But
wow, atmosphere.
Uh-huh.
Keep talking. Way to go, Cecil.
Can I have some headphones?
Yeah, we're missing all the good stuff. But probably the butchering of a hog is much more popular as far as our culture goes. And it's something that most of the people that I grew up with were were raised with a boucherie, whether it was annual or semi-annual, and it was something that, you know, back in, you know, when my father's upbringing and, you know, my grandfather and so on and so forth, it was done out of survival. And it was a community thing. The neighborhood came together for when, let's say, my grandfather had a hog that needed butchering. Well, the whole neighborhood came together because it's a very daunting task. It's labor intensive. Mm-hmm. And the whole neighborhood came together and everyone left with a little bit of meat as thanks. And the next few months when the neighbor decided that they wanted to do it, then, you know, all those families got together again, and it was something that kept the community, I believe, you know, really, really close.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And then, I mean, there was, you know, always everyone had their role, whether you were a musician and you came and played music to keep the workers going, or you specialized in boudin, or you were the gratin guy, or, you know, whatever it is, you showed up and you did your task.
And I think, Chicken, I'm going to have you grab the mic for a second. You know, what Toby's talking about, the importance of that boucherie, and as a community event, that's the same with the whole Dewey Balfa Cajun and Creole Heritage Week that takes place, and with the Louisiana Folk Roots Organization. And you've been involved in that organization
for a long time.
Yeah.
Yes. And it is so fitting that we have guys like this because it is the real deal, as we say. It goes back a long way. I've seen it since I was a very small child. My parents did it. My old Pop Cyprian was an accordion player and a knife man, just like these guys were.
Yeah.
And we had boucheries every fall and every spring that I can remember. And there was always a group of musicians, so they do their meat work for a while, and then they rejoiced at the end of the day and just had a wonderful celebration of it all. And that's what these real deal guys are all about.
Yeah.
They do it just like it used to be done, and they want to teach it to young people, and that's what's so important.
Yeah, because you for anything
we don't
that has to
lose
do in
this
that's
culture,
right.
We really don't.
And if you don't get the young people involved,
right,
in whatever it is,
and they even have Boy Scouts that have been with us the last couple of years, and they are very young but energetic and so.
Boy Scouts out of Evangeline Parish, or
I think so, huh, Toby?
Yeah,
yeah,
Evangeline Parish.
Mm-hmm.
And they are just so hungry to get in there, and even if it's holding the water hose or cleaning the utensils or whatever it takes, they want to do it, and they want to learn, and they ask questions, and they are like sponges. They just want to absorb it all. So we have to teach it to the young folks if it's going to be carried on.
That's right. And I do want to mention we're talking about the boucherie that these folks are going to be involved in out at the Balfa Camp out at Chico State Park this weekend. And as Chicken said, the real deal, which is what you find here on, it's a perfect segue, on KRVS. KRVS does a lot of wonderful local programs that bring a lot of the local artisans, the musicians, just a lot of interesting folks that live in the community on, talking about whatever the real deal may be in life. And we do encourage you, take a minute and make your pledge. If you've already pledged through the mail drive that was done, we really appreciate that. But you can call. There are people answering the phone today. You can call 482-KRVS, which is 482-5787. Also, you can go to the website, krvs.org, and that's a safe, secure site that you can pledge on. And I'm going to encourage a lot of people who know the folks that we have in the studio today for the show. If you haven't pledged yet, if you aren't going to pledge, you better rethink it, or you better get on the phone, because you probably will get called out to pledge.
Yeah, we can start it off with...
let the games begin.
White Cajun Zydeco guitar players.
Oh, yeah.
All those white Zydeco guitar players out there, we call on you.
To pledge?
Yeah, yeah. All the right. Granddaddy of them all, C.C. Adcock. We can call him granddaddy. He's got gray hair now, right?
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Daniel Sanders, we know you got $50 in that van of yours. Definitely. Oh, and Chris Stafford. Call your mama up, get some money from her.
Jeremy Saxon, are you listening?
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right.
Yeah, and he's not quite one, but big money. Richard Burgess, because if you can get $25 out of his wallet, you're doing good.
So, all right.
We know that Anya holds his wallet, so...
Yeah, Anya makes him look good. So come on, Anya. $75, you get a KRVS classic T-shirt. You get a KRVS girly T-shirt. You get a Blues Box T-shirt, a baseball cap, a mug, and a onesie.
And I do want to say the T-shirts are some of the softest T-shirts you ever are going to put on your body.
Yeah, and Big Money likes soft things on his body.
So, let's...
That's our cue. 337-482-5787 or call toll-free at 1-800-892-6827 or pledge online at www.krvs.org.
All right, and I do want to say, too, two of the folks that we have in the studio, besides being involved with the Boucherie, Joel Salvo and Lucius Fontenot, are the proprietors of Velcor Records. And if you do pledge $125 for one of the premium gifts you get with that is the Best of Velcor Records 2006 to 2011, which features such artists as Cedric Watson, Steve Riley and Wilson Savoy with Wayne Toups, Corey Ledet and Cedric Watson, Lindsay Young and Joelle and Bonsoir Catan.
Nice.
So for $125 you get
a
great CD.
I think what we'll do too, mainly we just talking, we'll match any of those $125 donations.
In this
hour, Velcor will match.
In this, okay, it's that. Out there.
So come on.
All other Cajun recording labels,
step up now.
Bring it on.
There you go.
The gauntlet has been thrown down by Velcor Records, ladies and gentlemen. You heard it. Breaking news on Cheryl's
show.
That's
a bold statement.
I love it. That is it. And there comes the voice out of the thing. That is a bold statement.
I think
statement.
That was God.
It was. So you heard it here. If whoever pledges $125, Velcor Records will match. Oh, Lucius is going. Oh, I thought you were reaching into your pocket, Lucius.
I want to
see. So let
first.
Me know when we reach $250.
I'm gonna yeah, let's say who's going to run out of money first?
My wife and I'd like to be the first $125 pledge. So right now you owe.
Son of a gun.
Yes. Here we go. Mark it down. Match that.
I need to see the money.
Call 337-482-KRVS or toll-free 1-800-892-6827.
Hey, I see him on the phones back there. I got to find out who's back answering
yeah, who's
phones
on the
still.
Phones
I don't know if Nick Bagarella was back there. I'm not sure if he still is, but we have to find out who's back there answering the phones.
Make the phone people sweat, folks. Make them sweat.
That's right.
Start calling in. Kevin Robinson, I know you're out there Gulf Coast landscaping. I know you're eyeing up that 60-inch, zero-radius lawnmower you've been after, but you're going too far. Take the 52-inch, take the money that you save, send it in, and the next time you see Cheryl, she'll give you a big kiss.
Yeah, all right,
there
all right. Yeah.
Lafayette Metro Code. Call in right now. All you inspectors, y'all call in.
There you go. All
y'all
right.
Doing y'all job? Now, y'all got to give a little
all
bit
all right,
back.
Let's give Chicken Wants the mic
all
here.
All right, I'd like to give a shout-out and a challenge to all of the Louisiana Folk Roots sponsors from Evangeline Parish. And we have some wonderful sponsors, many of them who are fired up because of the enthusiasm and energy of the Boucherie Boys. But I would
the
like
Boucherie
to shout
Boys.
Out to Walker and Sons with Slap Your Mama.
That they let's
are
get
some big sponsors, and I think they are listening today because they know that I'm here, and I challenge them to call in.
There you go.
Also, I have quite a list, so I'll give you a few every once in a while. Evangeline Bank and Trust Company.
She wants to put a pledge out. All right, we want to challenge them to pledge. Can we hear a song?
Sure.
You guys have your music. Let's give them a little treat.
Want to do that one when we were just rehearsing?
Yeah, if you call that a rehearsal. We're going to play y'all something called the Temperance Reel. Me and Tony D here.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Kid you, Tony. Thank you.
Davern and Joelle Savoy. You guys, I'm so glad you brought your instruments with you. I don't get to see you play acoustic guitar very often, Tony.
I don't normally play it.
Yeah.
This is my first time on radio.
Is that yours?
Yeah, this is mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been messing around with a tuning that Blake will know of called Dadgad, which is pretty popular in Irish music.
Ah.
You get that nice drony kind of bassy sound, so I've been playing that a lot. It doesn't really go too well with Cajun music, but goes great with Joelle Savoy.
That's right, and he can pretty much play anything.
He pretty much can.
You know, Tony, I'm thinking with everything that's being talked about in here today with community and the importance of a community coming together.
Yes, Cheryl?
That has been a pretty easy transition for you for where you grew up.
It hasn't been easy for us.
No.
It hasn't been easy for us.
I make sure it's not easy on anyone called Rodriguez. It's always... No, but yeah, it's been pretty easy. Coming from where I grew up, we were very much community-orientated. Irish people are pretty well known for being, you know, very clannish and stick with their families and their communities. And Ireland is pretty much made up of little small communities, very much like Cajun country.
Yeah.
And each one has its own identity and is kind of separate a little bit from the others. But yeah, moving here, it was very easy to see that that was important to people around here. And I think I was very much welcomed into the community by a lot of the people in the room here right now, especially people like Chicken and Winky and Toby here and the boys from Valcor.
Yeah.
Chicken and Winky are now Maran and Paran to my my youngest boy, so it doesn't get much closer than
there
that.
There, it all comes around, doesn't it? Chicken, grab that mic again. You know, we're talking about the Balfa Camp, you know, the week out at
right.
Chico.
Yeah.
That has been a big part of life for you and your husband, Winky.
It has been, and we have certainly enjoyed it. We started way back with the onset. Jay Unger and Molly, his wife from upstate New York, were here to give us a look over and tell us all about how to get it started many years ago, probably in 1999. And by the year 2000, we had it on its feet. You know, comme ci, comme ça, sometimes it was a little rough in the edges, but every year it got better and better and better. And we're doing it. My husband and I have stuck with it because it touches our heart very dearly.
Yeah.
Especially mine, because it just, it's everything that I grew up with, and it's a fostering of that culture, the language, the music that goes along with it, and a true meaning of real life, I call it.
Yeah. You know, and I think we should mention, too, the part of your real life, you know, the music that's such a strong part of Balfa Week out there is, you know, with your family playing music, the generations before you, and then we have to mention about your sons. And
exactly.
With the band Tissolet.
Exactly.
And that's Jean-Jacques and Louis O'Quinn.
They loved their grandfather's music, and they did a really good job of trying to repeat it or redo it. And right now they're not playing quite so much, but they're having their babies to pass it on to.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
And
they're making new band members.
Exactly.
That's a good
exactly.
way to look at that. Yeah.
So I think they'll be pushing further along with that aspect of their life as well.
You know, for people, I guess, what would you tell people to encourage them to get out there and check out? Because it's not just the Saturday festival, but people in the community can come take classes during the week, even if you're not a full-time,
certainly,
you know, camper out there.
It is on our website, www.folkroots.org, and it is well detailed there that you can look up any hour of any segment of the teaching that is going on and join in just for a day or 2 days or one afternoon, even dance lessons as well. It's all part of the package. You know, some people can't do it all, but you have a certain part of it, and that all makes one big happy family out there.
And the atmosphere, too, I want to say, is a really It's a nice atmosphere for people who maybe are beginners at an instrument. It's a very comfortable place to go and take a beginning class.
It's very soothing to be outdoors learning under a tree somewhere, and the instructors are so overwhelmingly comfortable at being kind and
patient
with beginners.
That's right.
I remember when I was a student as well, and it took a lot of kindness and patience.
Yeah, it was on fiddle.
Yes, it was.
I remember when you did that.
And it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of practice, though.
That's right. That's right.
But people are willing to do it. And I invite them all to come out and give it a try. You know, a lot of people have musical ability within them, and they just have never taken the time to find it.
Yeah.
So just come out there and surprise yourself. It is certainly a treat of a lifetime. You'll never be sorry that you came in and gave it a try at the Folk Roots Camp.
And I think it says that it sums it up, too, on the front of one of your brochures that says, Jam, Dance, Eat, Repeat.
Exactly.
I mean, it's kind of everything for the senses out there.
It's
you know
that
you're
going
to get, you know.
Yes.
And then in a beautiful setting. You know, Sheco State Park is just a wonderful, wonderful place to hold an event like that.
It's the prettiest place in the state of Louisiana.
There you go.
And we certainly have people that will vouch for that, because we have repeaters that return from the north, the south, the east coast, the west coast. So it must be something really deserving, really desirable people want to achieve what we have. So we must appreciate it more and more if other people from outside are coming in to reap the benefits of what we have as our own culture. So we encourage people in all of Acadiana to come out and relearn, retake what is yours.
Yeah, because, you know, I'd like to see you know, just having done a lot with Folk Roots in the past, you know, people that live in the area, there's so many people that still really have no idea that they have those opportunities there with an organization right here, and that all these people are coming from all over to learn what is right in their own backyard.
Exactly.
You know, and has been around for years.
That's why I appreciate the far outreach of people like KRVS that do this,
good
this program.
Good segue, Chicken.
Yeah. And,
that's it. So pledge that. Come on, Chicken, get them pledging.
We have been pledging, and I do extend a pledge from my husband, Winky Gilbert, Winky Oquan, and Chicken. We always give, every time you have this fundraiser, I pledge $100 today.
There you go. All right. On the air. We already got one from Tony Davern. Judith, are we getting any of those $125 pledges that Valcor's got to match? Do we know?
She can't hear you.
She
right
can.
Now, right?
I thought she could hear us.
But
all
the
right.
Girls are smiling.
Go ahead, Toby.
The telephone people are smiling. That's a good sign.
Let's get those telephones
Visa,
ringing.
Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express.
Yeah, we are.
You are getting pledges.
All right.
All right. We are.
Yeah, well,
thank you.
We'll match that.
They were serious.
Lucius is sweating, though.
I don't hold the checkbook. That's too old. Anyway, I'd like to extend out a challenge to all the artists and in the area. You know, you listen to KRVS in your studio all day long, so
the visual artist,
yes, to get specific, all the visual artists. So,
which you are one.
From time to time.
Yes.
I wear many hats, but
yes, you do. Yes.
So, you know, Brett Chagoy, Francis Pave, I'm sure he probably already pledged already. Philip Gould, I'm sure he's always our early pledger, but if not, get on that. Who else? Everyone and I went to...
Michelle Fontenot.
Michelle
Let's
Fontenot.
Let's get another Fontenot.
Ooh, yes, Michelle
We
Fontenot.
Know she listens.
How about George Marks and all the Nunu's gang? There's a big gang of artists over there in Arnoville that I'm sure listen to this show.
Ashley Stone.
Every time it's on. Ashley Stone, there you go.
Pat Juno.
All right. Wow, the artists are getting called out. Which, you know, artists are very good, I have to say. Artists are very good at supporting the station.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is one group of folks that is very good about supporting a station that really supports the artists in the area.
How about all the Cajun musicians who hide in the hip-hop closet? David Greeley. We know that you are a huge Tupac Shakur fan.
I caught him listening to Snoop one time.
Mm-hmm. Ray Abshar, Outkast. Love some Outkast.
And NWA.
And DL. Down with the DOWG.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Y'all call in. Come on, DL.
There we go.
Daniel Kulik, come on. We know you love that Public Enemy. Come
but
on.
He's not really a Cajun musician, though. That's right, Daniel.
I'm not taking any credit for the show, by the way, today. I just want to put that out there.
Match that.
Yeah. You guys, what they've been talking about today, please pick up the phone and call 337-482-KRVS, 482-5787. You can go on. It's a secure website to krvs.org. I'm waiting for Judith to come in that door with some more pledges because those phones are ringing back there. Barbara's nodding her head.
Our toll-free in Louisiana at 1-800-892-6827.
And the thing, you know, too, which is so great about this station, is that if you choose, you can pick up a little thank you gift, too, for helping support the station and all the programming that goes on here. And I do want to say Velcor Records, besides their generous offer for this hour of matching those $125 pledges, you can also get their CD, Best of Velcor Records, 2006 to 2011, $75. We've got the t-shirts. There's the Blues Blocks t-shirt. There is the Women's Classic Tee, the KRVS ball cap. You can get a mug for the little ones. You can get everybody talking about having kids. We were talking about making the new musicians. They have the wonderful little KRVS onesies for them. But anything you can pledge and think about what you spend a dollar a day on. A lot of
you know who else we need to call out is our good friends Roger Cash and Chaz Justice.
Freetown Radio. Ooh,
and that's a good
Freetown
show.
Radio, listen, Friday afternoons.
That is a good
it's
show.
It's a really good show.
It is the most stimulating yet mind-numbing radio show on the air today.
Wow, did they pay you?
They owe me money.
That is a good show.
Oh, it's a great show. Great show.
Listen, no one knows music, like all types of music, better than Cecil Doyle, but Roger Cash. I would put him up there with Cecil.
I would do that.
And that's pretty good company because not too many people can top Cecil.
Yeah. And actually, that's another... Speaking of Cecil Doyle and Roger Cash, just walking around the university today, there's a lot of older people wearing skinny jeans that I'd like to call out today. So for all you people trying to get the skinny jean look going, it's not working. I'm going to be honest with you.
This is not Portland, Oregon.
No.
But still pledge.
Well, save your money on them fancy skinny jeans. That's easy. If you buy two or three pairs of jeans a year, that's $365 right day. It's only a dollar a day. So instead of buying them unfashionable, terrible-looking skinny jeans, we give your money here to KRBS.
Mine only cost
$30,
man.
You look better at the end of the day.
Mine only cost $30. I don't spend more than $30 on a pair of jeans, man.
Can we get another tune?
Gratons.
Yeah.
Gratons.
If you're going to spend $4 a pound on gratons, you can call in with your pledge.
There you go.
If you like pork crackling.
Or you could just bring us some cracklings right now.
Yeah. Megan Brown, poor thing, she's falling apart up front. Bring her some pork cracklings.
She's wasting away up there.
Oh, yeah.
We called out Richard Big Money Burgess just a minute ago, and Richard's done a lot for the community here, coming in as an outsider, but really added a lot to our whole scene here, including playing with Miss Chicken's sons in Tisale. We're going to play a tune that he taught both Tony and I called Blue Mule.
Very nice. Thank you.
402-5787 or 482-KRVS.
Because it's music like that that makes me love this station. There are so many shows on. It's really, I mean, this is like, station has such a wealth of locally produced programs that really focus on a lot of the music that is produced locally. And that's one of the main reasons why I listen.
But not a monetary wealth, which is why we need you to call in right now.
There you go. Stations, public radio stations, do depend on all of you out there for their support. It takes a lot, and especially everything that goes on in this station. It takes a lot to make this place run, and takes every one of you that are out there. And I really appreciate you guys coming on. Grab that mic again, if you can, Toby. Let's go back to talking about the boucherie that you're going to do. I want to bring up that you were on the show. You and I talked about it when you came on before.
Fosbatu?
No. the food, I'm spacing the guy's name out. The food
no
show.
No reservations.
Thank you very much. Anthony Bourdain. The comment that I kept hearing from so many people, besides... gosh, what a great thing this did for this area, was how organized that whole thing was. That's something that people commented on a lot, is that just watching that whole process, how organized it was.
Well, believe it or not, we actually were pretty organized. It doesn't look like it. It doesn't seem like it.
I'm glad you said that, believe it or
not. When it comes down to it, yeah, we get the job done.
Yeah, that's right. But, you know, I mean, that was something when you watched that show, that there was... You know, although it was a very laid-back thing and people were having fun, it's like there were how many stations set up, you know?
I would like to think that when it comes to boucheries, I'm extremely professional.
Yeah.
He's kind of a slave driver, too.
Yeah.
I can say as well, I've been part of it with Toby for 4 years, and it really does come from the top down. I mean, I don't like to give him too many compliments, but I'll give him one right now. He's very organized. When it comes to something that's dear to his heart, there's no one's going to pull it off better than Toby Rodriguez here.
Yeah.
He has lists. He has all his, you know, diagrams down. He's got grocery lists.
He was making an ingredient list this morning when I talked to him.
That's right. I actually went around to his house. He's making out his ingredients he needs for the list and adding things here and there. And there's no one, I don't think, could pull it off better than Toby does.
What time does that day start for you guys?
Well,
It's
meant to start earlier, but because of the logistics of Balfour Week, we start the boucherie a lot later than we would normally start. Normally, we would, you know, the pig would get shot at about 6:30, 7 o'clock. But it's because of the campers and wanting to have as much involvement as possible with the camp. We actually do that now at 10. So, you know,
pull it back a little later.
If Chico's a bit of a dry for you, you got plenty of time.
Yeah. And then how much time before somebody could actually taste?
Well, this year, because it's been a learning process for Toby and I the last few years, and we came up with the idea this year, wouldn't it be great to have some product to sell in the morning? And, you know, boudin is a great thing to have for breakfast. So actually, this Sunday gone, we went to my house with Bruno Miller and Toby and myself and Casey Fontenot, and we spent a great day making boudin. So we made about 35
wonderful.
Pounds of boudin
wow.
to have for sale on the morning. And Toby and I kind of met over this sandwich that we call the Padna breakfast sandwich.
Yeah.
We were at a Black Pot one time, and Toby was in a tent.
This is how the two of you very first met.
No, really.
No, not how we...
A few times.
It's how we became partners.
I got it. Okay.
Yeah, and I heard this show, "Hey, Irish guy." And I looked around and it was Toby. He's like, "You want a boudin breakfast sandwich?"
You're missing the fact that you were extremely hungover. And I was looking through
the rest of us.
Yeah, all I could see was his head through a very small camper window.
I was pretty hungover. It was probably my birthday the night before.
What did the sandwich consist of?
It was he took the boudin out of the casing and he made a patty out of it, and he cooked it and he melted some cheese on it, and he slid an egg in there and he put it between two slices of evangeline made white bread, with some mayonnaise and some seasoning.
You're going to have to stop talking about that.
You're getting hungry.
I haven't even had lunch yet. Come on.
I'll tell you what. It make your stomach pop.
You know what?
We're going to be selling them on Saturday.
No. Saturday morning.
Really? Oh,
so there'll be food.
On
the breakfast sandwich.
While the boucherie is going on. So
those will be sold. Okay.
Come out for breakfast as well.
Yeah. That sounds like a great sandwich.
I have to say, concerning the boucherie and Baffle Week, I really feel that it seems to be the perfect representative of what Baffle Week is trying to, the message that they're trying to put out. You know, we're very fortunate that cuisine, as the disciplines of the, you know, the arts of our culture, like as that cuisine and music, are, you know, have made the strides that they have made.
Yeah.
You know, but you know, music and cuisine is, as far as pop culture goes, is the most acceptable and most accessible things as far as the disciplines go, where there were other things like quilting and, you know, all these other crafts, whether it's carpentry or, you know, or raising a garden. Those things kind of fall to the wayside, and this does, you know, incorporate so many things, and starting out before Anthony Bourdain, before, you know, as a kid when I left. When I moved out of my parents' house, I thought that I was leaving all that behind, and didn't think that anyone would think that was a cool thing to do,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I know that there are people that are listening that have this thing that maybe they learned from their grandparents or they learned from their parents, and you know they're just carrying it around, not thinking that anyone would ever be interested in it. But bring it with you. Bring mm-hmm. that thing with you to Baffle Week. Mm-hmm. Because
it's a great thing to
it,
say.
Well, and bring it with you and give it to your kids too, or give it to someone else's kids. You know, it just because those things will eventually fade away, and we can't let that happen.
Yeah.
You know, there's the little obscure things that make up. You know, those things are the knitting, the stitches of our culture, what holds it together.
Very well said.
And while we're challenging people, like on a serious challenge, I mean, as someone from outside the community that didn't grow up with all these things, I'll never forget the first time I went to Mark and Anne's boucherie, or, you know, to the first one we did together. I mean, if you haven't witnessed a boucherie and you're from this area, there's no excuse. I mean, make the effort. We're not killing the pig till 10 o'clock on Saturday. And it really is a family thing. You can do with your family. You can bring them all out, and you're going to get to see a real, true insight into something that is in danger of being lost around here. So please make the effort, come out, and we guarantee you, you're going to have a good time. We're going to have live music. There's going to be a jam going on while we're doing all our dishes, and also we break it up into classes. So each table, each dish. It's very accessible. They're going to explain what they're doing while they're cooking it, so you can come around and ask questions. You can taste stuff as it's being made.
That's great.
And we kind of hold master classes, and we encourage the instructors, what we call them instructors, the cooks.
Who else is going to be cooking out there?
Oh, we let's see, on the sausage smoke, all the smoked meat is Bruno Miller.
Okay,
that's top of the line. The Hulkhead cheese is Valcor Records' very own Mr. Lucius Fontenot.
All right, Lucius.
Cracklins this year is Blake Miller and Casey Fontenot.
Mm-hmm. Blake Miller, the musician Blake mm-hmm. Miller?
Ah. And also two-time winner of the Black Pot Crackling Competition.
Oh, I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Ah.
This year, we're honored to have for the Boudin Mr. Desitel from Ville Platte, who's been making Lawrence Desitel, who's since how long has he?
I believe,
50 years or
at least about 1950.
Wow!
So him and Ryan Brunet of the Malfectas.
That crazy band.
Oh yeah. let's see. Barbecue. Daniel Kulik, Eric Fry, Glenn Fields. They're going to be barbecuing.
Red Sea Gramblers.
Also known as the Revelers.
Exactly.
They're doing the Revelers are doing barbecue?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Backbone Stew.
Curtis Louvière and my father, Raymond Rodriguez.
Ah.
Who are we missing? Oh, Fresas.
Oh, yeah.
Fresas is... Rick Leger and Chris Irwin of Cochon Restaurant.
Oh, wait, no, back up. What's the term you just said?
Fraisas.
Yeah.
Fraisas is the pork equivalent of bouilli. And bouilli would be known in this area as cowboy stew.
Yeah.
It's all the intros.
Sure.
Heart, brain.
He does it good. Tongue. If you've never had that before, man, that's one of my favorite
dishes. It's the best
dishes.
It's
my favorite dish.
And there's never a lot of it. It's always a small pot full. There's only enough for about 10 servings, and man, it's great.
Talk about a gravy.
You can't forget about our blood boudin, the mayor.
Oh, yes.
Miss Jennifer.
Miss Jennifer, the mayor of Villeplat.
Jennifer Vidrine.
She's got to be there this year. I mean, she rode the pig last year before they killed the pig.
Yeah.
She
rode the
is
pig.
Something else. And she is the queen of making blood boudin.
Blood boudin,
She was
there
with us last year. Toby and I were testing it as we were seasoning the raw blood, and she was right there with her finger.
How many
in the
mayors
raw blood.
Can say that?
That's right. Yeah, that's right. They
that should
get
be
that
a
involved.
Test for every mayor.
Here's
in the
a challenge.
that's right.
There you go. Challenge all the mayors in the area. Call in
that have not made blood boudin.
That's right. That's right. That's because that's going to be a lot of them.
I bet you Giuliani came in.
Joey Durrell.
Hey, take the mic back, Lucius. You're doing the hog's head cheese.
I am.
When did you first learn to make that?
Actually, about 2 years ago at the Bofa camp. It was kind of a trial by fire. And Toby asked me if I'd want to make it. I think Joel had made it the year before, but he wasn't available. And so I went over to Joel's and asked, you know, what recipe did he use? And kind of just, you know, practice one day and figured it out. And I like cooking, so it wasn't too terribly hard. And so far, so good. I've not disappointed.
All right.
I have to say, one of the world's top food critics, who is not generous with compliments, stated that one of the best head cheeses that he's ever eaten, Anthony Bourdain, about Lucius Fontenot.
Lucius Fontenot. Way to go, Lucius. All right. Woo-hoo. We're going to get, want everybody to grab their phones and please call in to make a pledge. We're going to get these guys to play another tune. You can call at 482-KRVS, 482-5787. We still have a little bit of time here for Velcor Records. We'll match those $125 pledges. We appreciate, though, whatever anybody can pledge. Can you give them the 800 number there, Toby?
That's 1-800-892-6827. 1-800-892-6827. And all dance hall owners.
There you go.
Mark Falgu.
Lawrence Pate.
Everyone in this room has probably already paid for the tuition of your firstborn child. you can dig a little deeper, Mark. Come on.
Yeah, okay, there you go, Mark.
Cheryl, just to remind everyone, for that $125 pledge that's going to be matched by Velcor Records, you will be getting the CD of World Cafe number 33, the CD of Los Bio Ramblers, the brand new offering. It just came out today.
No, that's a
I'm
choice.
Not sure that's correct.
That's a choice.
That?
You get a choice
of
those.
Oh, you get a choice of that. Oh, wow, that's a tough choice right there.
Yeah.
Security.
Yeah.
CD, the Lost Bayou Ramblers Mammoth Waltz, that just came out today. You might have heard it played on Cecil's show earlier on. It was fantastic. Also, the KRVS package of mug and a t-shirt. And another very, very exciting offering there is the DVD T-Galo, which just came out recently, too.
That Connie Castile.
Connie Castile's great
that
documentary.
Incredible.
Nobody
filmmaker.
Makes a documentary in the area better than she does.
That's right.
And this one's called A Louisiana Horse Story, which we're trying to get brought to Ireland. We think it might be a DVD that they might be interested in seeing in Ireland. So we're working on that right now.
Very nice.
I tell you what, I have a deal. Next person before the end of this show that calls in and pledges $200.
$250.
$250. The four of us will go to your house and cook for you.
Look at that. I think we need to make
a 365.
There you go.
365. I don't come cheap, so you make them for
$250. They're still going to have to pay for the ingredients, but like we'll go and cook for you.
Come cook for
throw a party at your house.
Yeah, we'll throw a party at your house.
Throw a party at your house.
You have to provide everything.
So let's do it
plus
this way.
Plus give you $250.
Whoever
but these
calls
guys
in
will
with
show
the most.
Up.
Whoever calls in with the most.
Whoever calls in with the most will go to your house and bring people, music, and fun.
There you go.
And Jameson whiskey.
All right. Let's hear a song on that now. This is kind of what you're going to get at your house. If you call and pledge the most, this is part of what you're going to get.
Except it'll be louder and more rowdy.
Yeah, there you go.
It's a little tame today.
And a little obnoxious.
Definitely a little obnoxious. I've been enjoying the key of G this morning. I think we're going to stick with that.
All right.
Your guitar sounds so lovely in G, Tony.
Thank you very much, Joel.
We're going to play an old Dennis McGee tune called The Real, Real Des Hôtels.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Tony Davron and Joelle Savoie. This is The Exchange, and this is our spring fundraiser time here at KRVS. Guys, we have gotten some Valcor matches here. We want to thank Matt Taylor. We want to thank Gary McLaughlin.
Oh, good Irishman right there.
We want to thank Ed Watson. We want to thank Philip Gould.
Woo-hoo, thanks, Philip.
All right, Philip.
We want to thank Jesse Guidry.
All right, Jess.
Good man.
And for putting his kids through school, we want to thank Mark Falgo.
Yeah.
Is that who we cooking for?
All right. We also, we do appreciate everybody who's calling in their pledges. We also want to thank Michelle Fontenot, who know has that on all the time when she's creating all that really cool artwork. She, by the way, is one of the festival artists for this year's Festival International posters.
And the coolest glass chick in Acadiana.
That's a good way to describe it. She's a cool glass chick.
She's a cool glass chick.
Yes, she is. We also want to thank Susan and Carl Brazell, Philip Biedo. And that's where I'm at
delicious.
Right now.
By the way, he hates that nickname, so make sure to call him that.
What are we calling him?
Ten Delicious.
All right, Ten Delicious. Philip Ten Delicious. Okay.
So you're going to come to the boucherie?
I am going to, I'm going to be out there for part of the day.
Right. So you're going to come scrape the hall
with
us? I do
have something. I don't think I'll be doing... can I tell you how I put...
I got your knife right here.
Can I tell you what I did putting myself through college?
What did you do?
I worked in a meat department.
You did not?
I did. For 4.5 years, I worked in a meat department.
We could use
it.
And I could make bratwurst with the best of them.
So that's where you got your sausage fixation.
That's where it comes from. When it got to be Oktoberfest time, I made bratwurst like you would not believe.
I heard
believe.
You were famous for those extra long bratwurst.
All right, so let's get to the Dewey Balfa Cajun and Creole week we have going on.
482-5787. www.krvs.org. Online, secure, all the time.
And, you know, we've got through this week, too. But, you know, one thing I want to mention, it's a big push during pledge weeks and all that during the fundraiser times. But KRVS is something that you can give to year-round, right?
That's right.
That's right.
Year-round. Just as Louisiana Folk Roots has events going on a lot of times throughout the year. But I do want to mention some of the other things that are going on at the Heritage Day Festival on Saturday. Do you want to talk about some of those, Chicken? What you've got coming up for entertainment?
Yeah. We have...
And for those nightly dances, because those are fun.
Sure. Opening night is Friday night, April the 20th. And, of course, we have Beaufort Toujours.
Which is the tradition.
Tradition. Yeah. Opening ceremonies will begin at 7:30. And everything in the opening ceremony is short and sweet, but all in French.
All
so,
right.
Interesting. Winky's doing a really good job at putting that together. On Saturday, all day, we will have, in addition to wonderful food, we have great bands. We have Cheryl Cormier and Cajun Sounds, Corey Lil Pop, Le Day, and Cajun Harmony featuring Ed Coulard.
All right.
And, of course, closing out is Steve Riley and the Mamou Playboys. And I understand he's going to have two beautiful young women perhaps singing with him.
Nice.
Miss Kelly, Kelly Jones.
My wife will be there, and Emma Young, Lindsay's wife, will be there singing with Steve.
Very, that's the first time I
and
got
I'll
to
be
hear
there
you
playing
say
with
that.
Cheryl.
My wife. Very nice, Joelle.
That's a sweet sound.
Yeah, and you're going to play with Cheryl Cormier. Now, that's right. A tradition right there, Cheryl Cormier.
That is. First time we have her there, and she will... be quite an act to see.
Yeah. She can play that accordion.
She really can.
She attacks that accordion. The other thing is, on the Heritage Stage, we want to mention, too, Yvette Landry is doing some things
fantastic.
With the kids.
Yes, the kids' camp of last summer. She is has been a wonderful instructor at the kids' camp here at the ACA in Lafayette, and she will be debuting what her children learned with her there, and they were fantastic. We saw the finale day of that camp. So please come out and join the Heritage Stage area.
The other thing I see, Yvette Landry and David Greeley, now that's going to be some of the hip-hop stuff David's going to be doing there. Did you mention
David will be doing a few Biggie Small tunes.
Okay, so that David's going to be doing that. All right.
One very important aspect of our culture that isn't listed on this brochure is acting the fool, and there is a nightly class that's given Friday, Saturday, and maybe a little bit during the day Sunday. They've made the mistake maybe of giving the podnas their own tent, so if you just want to come out and act the fool a little bit.
I believe
bit,
that class is being offered all day Saturday, right?
All day Saturday, yeah.
And it is a master class.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you have no, we don't want no beginners. So you got to be intermediate or advanced.
And I believe Ryan Brunet will be heading that. He's the instructor for that
Jay
class.
Jay Miller will be taking the advanced
credit. Our fool in residence.
Exactly.
Who's the fool in residence? Ryan or?
Ryan. Ryan is, because Ryan's from Dandabaya.
All right. That's great. It is going to be finishing out. They do have the jams that are going on, which they've got some great jam leaders with Gina Forsyth, who I just love. That's a talented woman. So is Christine Balfa, as are John O'Frischberg and David Greeley. They also are doing some traditional crafts, artist-led activities for the kids. It's just a great day out there. Keep in mind, they do nightly dances through Thursday. There's going to be, you're going to have dances Monday night, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Bonsoir Catan, finishing it out on Thursday night. I so much want to thank you guys for coming on here today.
Thank you, Cheryl. It's been
wonderful. And we do want to thank you for what you've done to help with our spring fundraiser here at KRVS.
Keep pledging, though.
That's right.
Job's not done yet.
Are we throwing a party?
Show up for a weekend that will not be dull. It does not say sleep. It says jam, dance, eat, and repeat.
That's actually the short slogan. It used to be jam, dance, eat, repeat, or jam, dance, eat, get drunk,
fall down, get up in the morning, have some BC powder, cure your hangover,
eat a pot of sandwich,
and repeat.
The other thing I do besides that, the other thing out at Folk Roots too, is they're doing a great, because for years they did the guitar raffle, they're now doing an accordion raffle. So Andre Michaud made this accordion. It's a custom-made Curly Burrow maple diatonic accordion. If you're out there at Folk Roots camp, that you can buy a raffle ticket for. They're also giving away dinner for two. So get out to Chico State Park for the Dewey Buffa Cajun and Creole Heritage Week. That's great that Andre, he makes beautiful, beautiful accordions.
He does, and it has the Folk Roots emblem embedded in the wood along one side
Wonderful.
Of it. It's very nice.
Wonderful.
So for all you musicians that wish to have your own personal accordion as well and take lessons, along with winning that accordion, you can also have four lessons from our friend.
Oh, I did miss that, from Ray Absher.
Ray Absher, yes.
All right. Boy, that's a treat. That's an absolute treat. You guys, guess who I think you're going to be doing a party for?
Who?
John Vidrine.
Jackpot.
All right. I think there's going to be a party at the Vidrine's house.
Yeah, we're going to have it at your house in Miami.
That's awesome. Thank you, John.
That we can handle.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
He wants the cooking offer. So maybe you don't have to do the music. It might just be the cooking.
Oh, come on,
no,
John.
Come on, Cheryl. Yeah. Are you an amateur? Come on.
All right. Thank you, John Vidrine. We want to thank everybody. Please continue to get on those phones and call KRVS 482-5787 or online krvs.org. Lucius Fontenot, Joelle Savoie, Tony Davern, Toby Rodriguez, Chicken O'Quinn. Thanks for coming on today and helping out. Can you guys take us out on a tune? Cecil, all the time. Thank you.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Let's talk about a camel.
Have a good week, everyone. The other.